Listening task 1. Listening for gist. Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
Some people have someone to teach and help them when they first get in the pool, and others just work out how to do it themselves. I think whether you have a teacher or not, the key thing is not to panic. You've got to be positive. If you stand in the shallow end, you'll be fine. You will float, you won't drown, and you aren't in danger. Then just try moving through the water a bit. You'll soon get the hang of it.
Speaker 2. Whether it's the violin, the guitar, or the piano, the principle's the same. Your teacher guides you and teaches you key skills, but the real work has to happen outside of the lesson. It doesn't matter whether you have a lesson once a week or a lesson every day. You need to spend several hours a day on your own, in your room, playing and playing and playing. It's the only way you'll improve. Speaker 3.
When I started learning English, like everyone, I sometimes translated word for word from Russian into English. And sometimes you can do that and get it right, but often you get it wrong, because they say things in a different way in English. That's one of the things you have to learn. But you also need to learn that you shouldn't be afraid to get it wrong. It's better to try and fail than say nothing at all. And even if you don't get it completely right, they'll probably still understand you.
Speaker 4.
I started with stabilizers. You know, those little wheels at the back that stop you falling over? That's a good way to learn. Then I think my dad took them off and held my shoulders while I pedaled. It doesn't take long till you can balance on your own. I think it's something every kid should learn. By the time you're a teenager, you should be confident riding with traffic on the roads.